The winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature was announced today in Stockholm. The Swedish Academy gave the prize to Hungarian writer Imre Kertész. The award is worth about $1 million. NPR's Rick Carr joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
I'm a little behind in my Kertész reading, Rick. Why don't you fill me in?
Well, we don't know a whole heck of a lot about this guy, actually, Bob. He's not terribly well known in the English-speaking world. We do know that he's in his 70s because he was about 15 years old when he was taken by the Nazis off to the concentration camps. He spent some time in Auschwitz.
And that would inform all of his writing, I would imagine, after an experience like that.
It absolutely does, and this is one of the things the Swedish Academy cited him for: writing that upholds the fragile experience of the individual against the barbaric arbitrariness of history. And it, to some extent, that plays out in his novel Fateless, which was published in 1975. This is a description of a 14-year-old going off to the camps and being bumped around from one camp to another and reacting the way a 14-year-old would. I mean, he's trying to impress his captors. He's trying to make friends. He has absolutely no political sense of what's going on. He doesn't even really recognize that the crematoria and the gas chambers are what they are, and sort of, once he does figure it out, accepts them as being just normal things that might be there.
He's a kid.
He's absolutely a kid, and this is, you know, this sort of autobiographical experience that Kertész is drawing on in his work. He comes back to the theme of the Holocaust a couple other times in some of his other novels, one known as Kaddish for a Child Not Born, and another known as Fiasco, in which an aging author living in Eastern Europe, as Kertész was at the time, writes a book about the Holocaust and is worried that the communist authorities aren't going to let the book actually come out. And when it finally does come out, he actually feels sort of empty and disappointed, and like it, all this work that he put into this novel wasn't worth it, actually seeing it sitting there. The Swedish Academy actually describes his style as, and this is a direct quote, reminiscent of a thick-set hawthorn hedge.
Any of his works in English?
A couple of the works are available in English. The book that we were just talking about, Fateless, is available in English. It was translated in 1992. The other one that's apparently available in English is Kaddish for a Child Not Born.
I would suspect that maybe some more might be available in English now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, certainly the Nobel being the world's top prize in literature can be a real sort of can goose an author's career. You know, when Wisława Szymborska, the Polish poet, won in 1996, she ended up on Oprah Winfrey's book club.
Do you know anything about how he survived the camps? I'm thinking at his age, they may have put him to work and maybe that's how he lasted.
Well, that certainly seems to be the story that he tells in Fateless. The main character of the book spends most of his time working and, in fact, sees his time in the camps as being logical because he thinks his country needs the labor. So, yes, he was working in the camps. There's a line at the end of the book that kind of illustrates how this 14-year-old sees it. When he hears that the camps have been liberated, he's actually in a hospital bed in the camp, and he says, "They were just now beginning to prepare some good, strong goulash soup for us. Only then did something relax within me, and only then did I myself begin to think seriously about freedom."
NPR's Rick Carr.